First, the coronavirus has changed the way we work, the way we socialize, the way we keep in touch with family, and the way we travel or not travel. How about the way we eat? With school closures, stay-at-home orders, and disrupted routines, it can be hard to keep up healthy eating habits. But our next guest has some advice. Beth Olson is an associate professor and extension specialist with UW-Madison Nutritional Sciences Department. She has some suggestions for healthy eating practices while a lot of us are following Governor Evers' Safer at Home order. Beth, welcome back to Central Time.
I'm happy I could be here, if just virtually.
Now, Beth, the bad news first, there is not one magical ingredient or nutrient or diet that's a surefire way to stop viruses, right?
Right. The way we are telling people to eat is the same way we've been telling them to eat all along, the same recommendations, general overall healthy diets, as best that you can, given your situation. So lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, make sure to get protein, and then our dairy group or something equivalent. And I would say if you're reading online about taking certain nutrients in high quantities, that's not been proven to help you prevent getting the virus. And so I think I would save my money for nutritious foods and not worry about trying to take some kind of supplements.
And the good news there, Beth, is that the recommendations you just gave us are also good for our long-term heart health and brain health and so many other things. We're doing a lot of good stuff if we can keep up those healthy eating habits now, right?
Right. We can keep healthy habits going and carry them into the future. And instead, what we might want to think about is, do we have to change how we achieve those healthy objectives at all? So some of us aren't getting to the grocery store as often. We may not have as much fresh fruits and vegetables on hand. So now's the time to think about how would I use what I have in my freezer? How might I use what I have in my pantry? And when you're shopping, when you do go out, take a look when you're purchasing those items and pick the healthiest ones that you can find and afford. So maybe canned vegetables that don't have added sodium, or canned fruits without added sugar, or frozen fruits and vegetables.
Can you talk about planning our shopping trips a little bit? It seems like we're all trying to be a little more premeditated these days.
Yes, certainly planning these days would help so that you can get in and out of the store faster, so that you don't have to make unnecessary trips up and down the aisle. So you might get out your old cookbooks, or if you have the ability to get online and look up some recipes, plan your shopping list very carefully. Check what you already have on hand so you're not overbuying, and then make a list of things that you can buy. Maybe think about some alternatives. So if you get your heart set on a recipe that has fresh apples and it doesn't have it, think, well, could I substitute pears or something like that? Then make a good list out and take that with you to the store. Another thing I've suggested to folks is, this might be a time when you have kids at home that you didn't before, and perhaps they'd like to help you in planning the meals. It's always been shown that kids eat better, more healthy, when they have a say in what's being put on the table. So have them help you look things up online or look in cookbooks. Maybe have them write the grocery list to practice their writing, make calculations. You can make it an experience you can do together, and something that's good for their learning as well.
I've heard from some people over the years, Beth, those frozen or canned veggies you mentioned, some people kind of look down on those, worry that they're not getting the nutrients they'd get from the fresh stuff. It's still worth eating those, it sounds like?
Oh, definitely. Often things that are canned or frozen, it happens right out of the field, and it preserves the nutrients very well. As I said earlier, I think your main concern is where you can pick things that don't have added sugar or sodium. There's some packaged frozen vegetables that have added sauces. Avoid those if you can. They have a lot of saturated fat. So try for the simplest canned and frozen produce that you can find.
We're talking to Beth Olson, associate professor and extension specialist in Madison Nutritional Sciences Department. She's giving us some healthy eating advice for a time of coronavirus, school closures, and stay-at-home orders. Beth, with the routines disrupted, a lot of people are feeling more stress or anxiety right now. There's a temptation to eat more junk food. Can you give us some advice on how to resist?
Yes. Well, you know, I feel like this is one where we have to think about it both ways. One thing is, you might want to try planning your meals and snacks ahead of time and then trying to stick with that. I know people are making schedules out for their children for school, for instance. So go ahead and plan your times for breakfast, lunch, dinner, plan some healthy snacks so that you aren't just tempted to drift over to the cupboard and pick out chips. Of course, when you're planning your grocery list, you can avoid some of those. On the other hand, I think we've got a lot of stress going on in our lives right now, and now isn't the time for us to be overly concerned that we mustn't do anything wrong with our nutrition. So I'd say a fun activity with your kids would be to bake some cookies. I think if you're going to watch a movie in the evening, having a little kind of movie night with popcorn would be fun. So I think we also have to think about how much enjoyment and comfort we get from our food and what the things that we can do with our food together, like prepping it. Maybe you want to set your table special every night or in a different way and sit down and eat together with your family. So we want to be healthy, but I don't think we need to stress so much. Nothing we're going to do in these next couple of months is going to make the biggest difference in our lives in terms of nutrition.
It could be an interesting time, though. We've talked in the past, Beth, about setting up good, healthy habits so we don't have a willpower test every day. We just habitually build good eating. That could be one of our projects during our time at home, trying to build in some kind of more nutritious eating or, as you say, build in that family time around a meal that we might not have been able to finagle before.
Oh, exactly. I think that starts right with the planning. Sometimes we just don't eat that well because we don't plan ahead. We don't have anything to make when we get home, so we go out to eat. So this would be a time to start to say, how do I plan my meals? Do I, you know, look up a recipe, write out the ingredients, shop for just what I need? Do I plan carefully not to to have healthy snacks instead of snacks that are tempting but less nutritious? And then again, you know, using it as a time to be together with your family and talk about something you haven't been able to talk about because you've been rushed before. Maybe a plan a family vacation that you want to do once this is settled down, or talk about the last family vacation you have and sit and enjoy your food. Eat slowly, turn the TV off while you're eating. You know, all the things that we've been talking about now might be, you might have a little bit more time to practice some of that.
And Beth, I know we're talking mostly about the quality of our food here, but for some people, quantity is a concern. Kids who are generally getting meals at school aren't. People may be laid off temporarily, hopefully only temporarily, but they can't afford food. A good time to seek out resources offered by schools and others, right?
Right. A lot of places are still offering the kind of meals that would have been provided to people who need them. They're just doing it in a different way. So people can call 211, or they can Google that with Wisconsin and find an online resource and find out where could they go with their children and pick up a grab-and-go lunch or maybe breakfast and lunch, where someone might be able to pick up meals for their senior who might have been going to a congregate meal program but no longer is. And a lot of food pantries, I think, are still operating. So instead of coming into the pantry, though, you might be driving up and picking up the food. So if anybody's having trouble getting food, they should look for online or call 211 and find those resources that can help them out. And then for some of us who are doing well, perhaps if we know we have an elderly neighbor, we check in and see whether we might buy them some groceries and, you know, leave them in their garage or on their front step or something to help someone else out.
Beth, we've gotten a lot of questions in the last few weeks about safety, the concern that we might be bringing viruses home on packaging and things like that. Is that something you're getting asked a lot in you and your colleagues in your department?
Indeed, we are. And people can check a couple of websites, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and CDC. Both have recommendations. You know, the biggest one still is wash your hands. Wash your hands, wash your preparation surfaces. So when you go and get groceries, you know, try not to be touching anything you don't have to, and then wash your hands as soon as you get home, put away your groceries, and then wash your hands again when you touch food containers, whether those be groceries or maybe if you pick up something to eat from a drive-through or something like that. Wash your hands after you touch the containers. There is just nothing out there right now to suggest that people have gotten the virus from foods or food containers. Remember, we eat the food. We don't breathe it in like we do the way that we usually think about getting the virus. I think that is about where FDA and CDC have come out. However, I do see other people at state level, for instance, recommending if people are really concerned, they can do a couple more things. One is when they rinse their fresh produce in water, They could dip it into a mixture of water and vinegar, a 50-50 mix for a minute, and then rinse it again with water. Don't use soap. Don't use bleach or Lysol. None of those things are good to eat. And another would be, if you're very concerned when you bring your groceries into the house, you could wash off or wipe off with a disinfectant. The outside of cans, you could let your cardboard boxes of food sit in your pantry for a day or so before you touch them. And then again, as soon as you touch everything and before you eat, wash your hands.
Beth, thanks a lot for joining us again today. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Beth Olson, Associate Professor and Extension Specialist with the UW-Madison Nutritional Sciences Department. We have some of the resources she mentioned, by the way, linked at the WPR.org Central Time page. And tomorrow morning on the morning show, Beth had mentioned substituting, using the ingredients you have in your pantry, freezer, and fridge. From 6 to 7 on the morning show, they're going to give advice on cooking in just that way.